This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle.
You know, real quick, a buddy of mine just sent me a link. He's never been, but apparently there's a bar in D.C. or a restaurant. It's called F1 Arcade. You know about it? And, yeah, I guess it's amazing. They have all, just like what I was...
A bunch of racing sims.
Racing sims. You go in there for drinks and dinner.
Okay.
And supposedly, it's silly.
Sounds cool.
Racing games are always great. I mean, we grew up in the early era of the arcade.
Don't mention ours.
I still love Turbo.
Pole position.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
They're
silly.
So good now.
Yeah. I know.
I think I could even get into those flight sims. I'm telling you. I'm all about it, Cakes.
I mean, the flight sims are great because you don't have to actually be up in the air.
Right. You don't actually have to potentially die.
Terra firma right here where
you
belong.
The last game you played was Splinter Cell?
I mean, I don't know. I just don't play video games.
You never played your son in Madden or anything?
No. Madden's too complicated. It's just too many moves. I get too many buttons.
I think my last foray into video games was Call of Duty, and I was just getting sniped relentlessly by people.
Yeah.
And I just heard 11-year-olds with the foulest mouths on the planet, and I said, I'm out on this. Right. This is just a horrible place to be. Yeah. Haven't played video games since.
All right, let's bring in Mike Marr. He's going to debut.
Is he going to come in here or is he just going to be there?
He can be there. Yeah. I figure I might as well sit down here. I got an extra mic here.
You want to be on?
No, I'm cool staying back here because I got some tabs pulled up and everything.
Okay, so. He's got all of his prep over there.
A little bit of research.
All right. What's the name of the segment again?
Mike Marr's Old School Movie Review.
All right, let me settle in and enjoy this.
Yeah. And so.
So the basic premise is. He realized he's missed out on a lot of these great movies we've talked about, like Jason will mention Heat or The Departed or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mentioned the Good Will Hunting thing, and he felt like he needed to catch up.
Sure.
So it started I'm a complete box when it comes to movies. I haven't seen a whole lot. Any movie made before 2005 doesn't really get on my radar too much. So after talking with my boys back home and stuff, they're like, you know, you got to get off the TikToks, the Instagram Reels, the YouTube Shorts. You got to start watching these classic banger films. And so it started with Goodfellas 2 weeks ago, and then I've gone down the list. And last night was movie number 6 on my list. And I won't give out the name of the movie until towards the end of the segment.
Okay.
But it'll be ranked out of 10. It'll be Mike Marr's movie meter.
Okay.
And we can rank it out of milligrams because, you know, I'm a Zinnichino guy. So we can rank it out of milligrams.
So 10 milligrams would be the highest rating.
10 milligrams. I like
and
the
1 milligram.
I like the rankings. Okay,
one
I like
milligram
that.
Would
That's
be
very
a poo-poo movie.
Yeah.
And we can kind of, you know, have the listeners, you know, guess along. Won't give the movie title until the end either, but I'll set the stage that this was a crime/horror film made in the 1990s.
All right. Okay? Yes.
And it starts with the new guy on the block. There's a detective. He's the new guy on the block, and then you got the old school guy on the block, okay? And we got a killer on the loose. Okay. I mean, he's just rumbling and jumbling all around town, just making
Rumbling and jumbling.
Just leaving a mess everywhere.
Okay.
But he's also, he's leaving clues. Okay. He's leaving clues behind, and the donk newbie on the block isn't really picking up on them clues too efficiently.
Okay.
And then the old school guy, you know, brings him along. I mean, he just, you know, helps him out, gives him a helping hand.
He's schooling him.
He shows him the ropes.
He's schooling him.
He's a gumshoe.
Yeah. But also, the new guy on the block, I mean, easy to not be focused at work because he's got an absolute missile at home.
Okay. Mm.
And no one's told me about this chick. I mean, I have never seen a movie with her in it. But my God, I mean, well, I start watching movies with her in it.
Definitely know the movie.
You do already?
100% I know the movie.
I will say, this movie's a teetering long duration. You know, I try to keep my movies in like the hour and a half, you know, short attention span guy with the TikToks and stuff like that.
He is in the ADHD era.
Yeah, he's got the...
I never once considered turning the movie off, but my God, was I close to considering about halfway through because it was boring me along. I was kind of, you know, figuring out the puzzle, so I thought halfway through.
Yeah.
But those last 30 minutes, I mean, strap in. You're on a rocket ship. You're on a Apollo 13, or not sure which one was.
Just say Apollo.
Apollo.
You're on Apollo mission.
Come to my grounds here.
Hopefully it's not one that blew up.
You could think it as a Challenger.
But the last 30 minutes of this film were incredible. It was some of the best theatrics I've ever seen in the film world.
I feel like that was a big word for him.
How was the acting?
To be fair, the acting was great by everyone, except for that young detective. I felt like he didn't really crushed the role. I felt like he left a lot out there.
Really? Okay.
There was a couple stones unturned. I will
he
say,
was the pits.
If the old school detective wasn't there, this donk would still be trying to solve the first murder.
Okay.
And people would be getting, you know, ransacked left and right.
Any humor between the old school detective and the new guy on the block?
Well, there wasn't until the missus got introduced. When the missus got introduced and they, you know, they broke bread together, you could say. Then that's when they started to lighten up and the movie became a little more jovial outside of the, you know, horrific acts that were happening by the serial killer.
Did you like it when the subway went by and everything started shaking in the apartment?
Yeah. I mean, that was a show. I mean, that in itself was a movie. You got to get out
that
of that.
That was a light
that
moment
shack.
In a pretty dark movie.
Yeah. So does everyone know, EB, you know what movie I'm referring to here?
No.
I mean, it's a classic. It's a banger.
Hold up. EB, do you know the phrase, what's in the box?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It's like a cultural touchstone moment in that movie. And it's just the blankest face ever.
And it's a running gag on this show that Cakes says a billion times.
What's that in the box? I say that?
Yeah, you go, what's in the box?
Yeah, I used to. I know. I think I've curtailed it, but yeah, I definitely used to say it a lot.
Cakes, do your voice. Ever heard of maybe?
You ever hear of this movie that Mike Marr just watched?
What is it?
You ever hear the movie Seven?
I've heard of it.
With Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and the new missile that Mike Marr has been made aware of. Gwyneth Paltrow, founder of Goop.
You call her a missile?
I mean, in that movie she was. I mean, she's kind of, you know, washed up now, but in that movie, I also get sized for blondes. I mean, what can I say, man?
I mean it's 1995 Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, so she was like 25 years old, 26 years old. I mean...
I'm going to see a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven.
She was swinging a hot bat in that movie, no doubt about that.
I mean, she looks like a plain Jane, Mike.
I get sized for plain Janes. I mean, I could run into her hide tonight if I'm out boots on the ground. I mean, you can't always, you know, overstep your skis.
If you ran into her at hide tonight, that'd be quite an evening.
Hey, what's up, missile? Want a drink?
That's a new one scorching in Seven.
All right, so Seven, and what'd you think of the ending?
Now, the ending,
my NORAD's up.
I was kind of all over the ending because when they are driving into the boonies, the middle of the desert, you can tell that Kevin Spacey, who's the, you know, turns out to be the killer.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry if anyone hasn't watched it yet. Yeah. But he was just so zoned in on Brad Pitt. He was just telling him, like, hey, man, like, you know, this next murder is going to really involve you. Like, you're going to, you know, take the brunt of the force on this one. So I just was kind of thinking, I was like, you know, they haven't showed the missile Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever her name is in quite some time. So I was like, I have a feeling that this could involve her.
Yeah.
Now, did I think they would, you know, sever her dome and put it in a UPS shipping package to the middle of the sticks? No, I did not expect that.
You didn't see that one coming.
That really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
And then I also read online, because one of my favorite things to
do. And that was the seventh deadly sin, right, that he needed.
Stay away from here.
What I love doing, though, is after watching these movies these last couple days, is I love going on Reddit afterwards and joining the discussion board. I mean, I'm all in on these discussion boards because you're picking up on clues or you know, context that you didn't initially see in the beginning. But, you know, now I'll give, you know, my overall rating. I would say the first hour of the movie, I mean, like 4 milligrams, man. Like, okay. You know, it was kind of nubs. I mean, it wasn't nubs, but it wasn't great.
You hated the setup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now
too many composition notebooks.
So this is on the Zen scale.
Yeah,
is that
Zen
what
scale.
Is?
Yeah, yeah. Had to be.
It's on the Zen scale. All right, let's get that monumental camera over here. Get it on me. I got a box right in front of me. For the viewers watching at home, this is a treat. I got my movie rating for the official Mike Marr Old School Movie Reviews in this here package.
Very good. Perfect.
Marr, what's in the box?
Good timing.
What's in the box? In the box. 8.3 rating.
Ooh.
You pulled out nothing.
You go with decimals.
You pulled out nothing.
He still had a box.
I had a box.
You got to pull this out.
Hey, I want to know what Mars' favorite.
8.3 zins.
I mean, it was a banger, man. You got to tip your cap. You know, game recognized game. Mm-hmm. That was a good film.
I would like to know what Mars' favorite sin is.
Can he recite all of the seven deadly sins? Do you remember them?
Creed or greed?
Greed
lust.
Is one, yes.
What
about the guy who ate too much or was forced to eat too much?
Was it
sloth? No.
Sloth.
No.
Sloth.
That's gluttony.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Loath. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I kind of dropped
wrath
the ball there.
Is wrath is one. Brad Pitt becomes wrath at the end when he shoots him 100 times.
All I remember about that movie when it was sort of promoted at the time, or at least the word on the street, was that it was a very scary movie, right?
It's not that scary.
It's pretty dark.
It's kind of suspenseful.
I don't know. Like it's definitely dark. I don't know if there's like jump scares.
It was like scary or like it was like a haunting, I mean, maybe kind of movie.
When they roll in
so
on
I was
the dude,
like, I'm out.
When they roll in on the dude who's strapped to the bed and they think he's dead.
Oh, and then he jumps.
Then he's still alive. That was pretty scary. That part is definitely scary.
Right.
Hey, I think they should have all of those air fresheners that they had in the bathroom here at Odyssey.
Certainly could use them.
Especially when Denton goes in there.
I mean, there's a murderer's row of people that just go in that bathroom.
Man, I'm guilty. I go in there a lot.
Yeah. Sure.
One thing that the new horror movies don't have that the old school ones do have is the soundtrack. I mean, the soundtrack really builds the suspense and then makes it a lot scarier than maybe the scene is. But nowadays, these soundtracks, you know, they're just pumping new Apple Music and Spotify songs. I feel like artists are paying to get their track on it. It's just, you know, it's nubs. These old school movies, I'm all in on. Butt size for next week.
Very good.
Do you already have your movie picked out?
I have a couple lined up, but, you know, this is where we can incorporate, you know, you guys or the callers or, you know, people tweeting. Just take suggestions.
If anybody has a recommendation, 800-636-1067.
How did you pick this one?
So a couple of my buddies recommended it, but what I've also been doing is, you know, I'm a Reddit schnob, so I go on Reddit and I look up in a couple of different subreddits, you know, top movies, top 10 movies, must watch films, and if I see one that, you know, is always on people's list, that's how Goodfellas kind of came on my radar.
Right.
Goodfellas is always on the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Departed was another one I watched, always on the top 10. Now, I will say I watched a movie the other day and it was ass, and I don't know how it was on everyone's top 10.
Which
it was
is?
Pulp Fiction. I mean, what a waste of
a different movie. Yeah, it's a different movie.
Pulp Fiction's pretty good. You weren't into it.
It was slow, and I hated how they started the movie with a certain scene and then ended with that scene.
Well,
and it was kind of nubs.
You gave away a lot by saying, I basically want my movies to be 90 minutes. If all you want is 90 minute movies,
a lot
of these movies aren't going to be for
Here's
you.
A recommendation from one of our listeners who tweeted us. Have Mike Marr check out the movie Heavyweights with Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I don't
know. Comedy.
I don't know anything about that movie. Couldn't tell you one thing about it.
That's the problem with listeners. Mike's doing classics. Heavyweights is a fine movie.
Is that a comedy about a bunch of kids that like fat
camps?
Yeah,
fat camps.
That's fine.
Yeah, like he's watching real movies.
He's watching real cinema.
He's watching movies with some gravitas, not movies about a bunch of chubby dudes at a summer camp. Come on.
Yeah. I do think I want to watch, not saying it's going to be next, but it will be, you know, on my horizon here soon, is The Godfather 1 and 2. But that, I'll be back in 4 days after watching that, because that's some long films
there.
It's
a big commitment right
there.
Should
you watch, now this is a comedy, but because of the Super Bowl, it became a huge ad. Should you watch When Harry Met Sally so you can realize, okay, the scene they did about the mayo, that was actually from this movie.
I guess you could mix that
in. I guess you could. But he's got so many others ahead of When Harry Met Sally.
He's probably got 150 movies that he needs to see before When Harry Met Sally.
I think EB, he should see Pelican Brief or The Firm.
Have you seen Braveheart?
Nope.
Have you seen Gladiator?
Nope.
Okay, When Harry Met Sally is way, way down the list. He's got a lot of heavy lifting to do over there.
Did you ask him Hoop Dreams?
I didn't.
Never seen that one either.
No way.
The problem is, the players all in, it will be lost on you.
And he would get very upset because a lot of grainy footage in Hoop Dreams.
But there's a good score soundtrack there.
But it's also cool seeing all these actors at a young age, like a young Brad Pitt last night. I watched Good Will Hunting 2 days ago for the first time.
What do you think about Good Will Hunting? That was one of my favorite movies.
How you like them apples? I mean, that was a banger.
He's going to start doing all
the phrases. I'm in a time machine right now. And
no,
Mike Marr's
the
captain.
Movie because I liked actually like the bonding scenes with the boys in the car driving around, all that. That just reminded me of my guys.
And that
it's
was
more
actually,
recent. What about Captain Phillips?
I know he hasn't seen it. That's a really good flick.
I'm just thinking catchphrases. The guy's going to be on catchphrases. Yeah, he's going to come in here.
I'm the captain now.
He's going to come in saying, I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's a great
All right, hold on. Don't go to commercial. He says I got to do a... I'm not sure I have the FanDuel read.
Better find it. You're on deck.
Let me see. Hold on.
It's over in that pile of paper somewhere.
I know. He's like, we got FanDuel coming up. I go, really?
I wish I had a FanDuel read. I would treat it like gold. I would never part with it.
814. Do the 854. I just did it. Do it again.
Okay. We'd laminate it, Cakes.
Oh, it would never part from my grasp.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, I got it.
All right, you got it? We can go to break?
Yeah, we can go to break now.
All right, we'll come back with more still to come. We got our NASCAR draft. We're going to get invested in it and more. Keep it here.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.